Hello, and welcome to the Artist Showcase with your hosts, Cooper Ferguson and Abigail Ryan. On today's show, Benjamin Reagan shares a selection of his new poetry. And hello, welcome to the Artist Showcase. I'm Cooper Ferguson, and in the studio today we have returning poet Benjamin Reagan, a junior who has just recently performed some of these poems, I assume, at Harmony House's open mic night last night. So, Ben, tell us about them.
Well, thank you for having me, Cooper. The first poem that I read at Harmony House was one called What I Left Her With. It's kind of just kind of where I'm at right now, learning some lessons about questioning, learning to think for myself, and kind of how love kind of sucks sometimes, you know? So, all right. You ready?
Yeah.
What I left her with. 25 years, 16 more. The years go quick, but the days are slow. Another old day by the celestial shore. Religion can't change what's inside my soul. Everything breaks, our bones grow old, but the warmth of your love always breaks this cold. Stories you wrote and songs we sang, carried through the night by your sweet and sour name. Speak to me, love, and forget this rain. We've been drowning for so long, but you've still not changed. Let's drive to the coast, leave the memories behind. Our hearts are still one, so let's stop dividing our minds. Firefly ghosts and worn summer nights, phantoms of love that never burn quite right. The legend we lived has grown too large to hold. My peace is like Midas, swallowed up in his gold. Silver tongue fights in medieval wars, questing for treasure, but leaving with nothing to hold. Sing to me, love, remind me again. The winters are bitter, why don't you come on in? The tides of emotion always bend and break. Do I love you for you, or for my own sake? The question is false, pounded like a round peg in a square wall. We love one another, yet we have desires as well. Simple sweet dreams, they say, will send you to hell. Climb out of your grave, leave the preaching aside, think for yourself, and love is there for you to find.
Beautiful. Thank you. Now, we understand you have a few more pieces. Can you tell us about those?
Sure, yeah. The other one I read last night at Harmony House was called Where My Colors Dance. And just kind of the idea of like learning that whatever vocation you do, even if some of your earlier dreams like end up not working out or dying, it doesn't mean that you can't help make the world a better, more colorful place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, nice. All right, whenever you're ready.
All right, Where My Colors Dance. Too many voices ringing through my head. Every sound drops like thunder right into my bed. It keeps me up as I cry, but then sleep enters as I lie, watching the stars smile down on me. One life is a precious thing. It floats and pierces all your favorite dreams. Watch as they fall and they die. Then new ones spring up with new life, showing what they think of you. There's more than one color here. They all glow in the night. You can paint memories with your words, or discover and help the world. It all makes our planet colorful. No more, no how. No more thinking this is the only way life is. Petty ideals, nothing real. They just leech joy and they steal. I want to live a life that's colorful. I just want to live a life that's colorful.
Fantastic. So, again, I know we talked about this the last time that you were on the show, but I wanted to ask again, what is it that led you to poetry?
I think I started poetry in middle school, and it kind of became a place for me to emotionally express things. I was a very emotional teenager.
Right, right.
And it was a place where I could be expressive and I think maybe more adequately express my emotions and put them in an artistic form that actually,
right,
it was meaningful to me, not just to other people, but to me too. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Fantastic. Was that the last piece you're performing?
I could do one more. We could call it here. Whatever you want to do.
How about one more? That sounds nice.
Okay. So this one's called My Question for You and Future Me. And it's about kind of our culture is so much about age is a bad thing. You get older, you're scared of death. This is kind of pressing back on that and thinking of how other cultures view aging as, you know, a beautiful process.
Mm-hmm.
So, my question for you and future me. Journeys of ages, crush-stained life pages. I must look back to figure out the present. My family is etched in sadness, permanent ink-marked madness, and drops of generational blood. You see, we're told time and happiness are at war. The older you get, the uglier you look, the more you regret the path that you took. The harder it is to catch your breath, and the closer you are to good old death. But some cultures believe age comes with wisdom. They say, you've come so far, and though you're slow, your life radiates a heavenly glow. Shades of virtue color your years, so look to the end of this race in gladness and not tears. But oh, the fear, oh, the age-old dragon of unsure fate. Death is a cold, mysterious master whom I shake at the thought of meeting. I pray these thoughts are fleeting, that the beauty in life, like a choir of birds, out-sings my sirens of the soul. I'm imperfect, you see. I struggle to love, and I'm selfish. But in my nightmares of shame I've found friends so dear, they'll always call my name, no matter how far I might run from myself. So no matter the constellations shining on the pain in your life, I wrote this poem to help lift your strife. Age shall come and go, but today we have a choice. This very moment, you still have a voice, and I do too. I'm using it to pour my heart out for you. Now the question is, with your voice, with your life, what will you do?
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Ben. That was quite beautiful. I assume that we can find you at the next open mic night at Harmony House or possibly on campus?
Yeah, we'll see.
So. We'll see. Well, for now, thank you so much, and we look forward to having you in the studio again.
All right, thanks, Cooper.
Thanks. And for the Artist Showcase, have a good evening. The Artist Showcase is a production of WJBC The RAR. Contact us at WJBCRadio@brian.edu.